USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Commerce Department released their GDP report Thursday morning, and the U.S. economy cooled slightly to 2.9% annual rate in the fourth quarter. That ends a year of high inflation and rising interest rates. Despite signs of resilience, economists at the Wall Street Journal remain concerned about the possibility of a recession. More fallout in Virginia after a six-year-old child shot a teacher earlier this month. The Newport News School Board is getting rid of its superintendent, George Parker, after the six-year-old boy allegedly snuck a gun into an elementary school and shot his teacher. On several occasions that day before the shooting, school officials missed opportunities to disarm the pupil when rumors of the child having a gun were met with inactions. Diane Toscano, attorney for the victim, Abigail Zverner.
And a career she loved. Today, she's between surgeries and physical therapy appointments with a career in question.
If you like Newsmax television, you may be out of luck.
DirecTV is dropping the conservative network. The company saying that Newsmax demanded a rate increase. But Newsmax officials say the move amounts to nothing more than censorship and is an act of blatant political discrimination. Earlier this month, congressional Republicans wrote a letter to DirecTV's CEO saying Congress is going to conduct thorough oversight on the extent to which House Democrats collude with private companies to limit First Amendment rights. I'm John Schaefer.
Elon Musk's electric car company Tesla reported a profit of nearly $3.7 billion for the final 3 months of 2022. Former child star Lance Kerwin is dead at the age of 62. Kerwin became famous in the 1970s for starring in the TV series James at 15 and the 1979 miniseries Salem's Lot. Kerwin's agent says he died Tuesday of an undetermined cause in San Clemente, California. This is USA News.
Streaming only on Peacock. From the mind of Rian Johnson, the writer-director of Knives Out.
Miss Kale, you've got this gift. Always knowing the truth.
I only know if something is alive. The real trick of it is to figure out why.
Natasha Lyonne is Charlie Kale.
It wasn't an accident. I think there's been a murder.
Do you watch too much Dateline?
A new 10-part mystery series.
Wolves on my fender. I gotta keep moving.
I have been kind of a death magnet.
Poker Face. Streaming now only on Peacock.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices. Visit omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri has introduced a bill that would ban members of Congress from trading and owning stocks, renewing a legislative push to curtail stock trading by lawmakers that has failed over the last few years.
On Tuesday, Hawley introduced the Preventing Elected Leaders from Owning Securities and Investments Act, which, when abbreviated, spells out Pelosi. As part of the announcement, Hawley tweeted, "Members of Congress and their spouses shouldn't be using their position to get rich on the stock market." Last year, Paul Pelosi sold millions of dollars worth of shares of a computer chip maker as the House prepared to vote on a bill focused on domestic chip manufacturing. In Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
After okaying tanks for Ukraine by the United States and German governments on Wednesday, a Swiss parliamentary committee is calling for facilitating transfer of weapons to Ukraine. The lower house of parliament is reporting weapons manufactured in Switzerland should be allowed to be passed on by other countries to warring states under certain circumstances. A farm worker is accused of killing seven people in a Half Moon Bay, California shooting. The events took place at two mushroom farms. The suspect is to be charged with seven counts of murder and one of attempted murder. 66-year-old Chin-Li Zhao was set to make his first court appearance Wednesday, but has been postponed until February 16th. Lance Pry, USA News.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.